seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim, alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim, alayhi salam, was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now, we find that Imam Musa al-Kazim's life, in all of its various dimensions, is distinguished in a few things. First of all, he is distinguished in the firmness and the strength for which he stood up for when it came to the right, to truth, to haq. We also find his steadfastness in front of all kinds of events, trials and tribulations, good or bad. And we also see Imam Musa al-Kazim's luminous behavior, his actions, his morals, and his ethics, of which no deviation or crookedness has ever been reported. And finally, the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam is marked by balance. It is in harmony with that of the life of the Prophet Muhammad. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام المصيبة للصابر واحدة وللجازع اثنتان.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "The catastrophe is but a single one for the patient man and two for the anxious one."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, one of the most recommended things in Islam is to supplicate, to do dua, to pray to Allah, to supplicate to Allah, to conduct entreaties to Allah, and to request from the Almighty Allah. In the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that the divinely appointed Imam spoke about the manner in which we should supplicate to Allah. Now, some of us might snicker and say, well, what is there a need to have a formal process of contacting Allah or speaking with Allah or supplicating to Allah? Can't we just do it just the way we want? Well, I give you a very simple example. Before you call somebody, you need to pick up the phone, you need to dial the number, you need to wait for the connection, and then you start to speak, right? Or, for example, if you want to communicate with somebody via a letter, you have to have a piece of paper, you have to have a pen, you have to write it, you have to put it in an envelope, you have to mail it. So, in reality, communication does involve certain formal processes.
Now, that does not mean that we can't have a conversation with the Almighty Allah whenever we want. Of course, we can have a conversation whenever we want, but there are certain formalities that should be done. Of course, we are addressing the Almighty Allah, the creator of all of creation. It is no small entity that we are addressing. And what's really beautiful is that Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam doesn't give us pages and chapters and volumes full of formalities that must be done. In this conversation, when talking about the formalities and the manner in which we should supplicate to Allah with one of his companions, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam says, "Whoever supplicates before lauding and praising Allah and calling down blessings upon Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his holy household, is like one who shoots an arrow without a bowstring." Now, of course, if one shoots an arrow without a bowstring, it will not get very far. And so here, directly, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam tells us the formalities of supplicating to Allah, which is something so very simple yet profound. The first is to praise Allah. Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, or thank you Allah for everything that you have given us. And then after that is to call down blessings upon Muhammad and his holy household, such as saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And it is with these two formalities, short, sweet, but incredibly powerful, that our arrow will hit its target and our supplications will reach the Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imama of Imam Al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. In order to get more and more people to have the courage to stand, to rise, we as followers of the Ahlul Bayt have got to take a lead on this under the guidance of the Ahlul Bayt, under the guidance of Imam Al-Kadhim salamullah alayhi. We need to speak more clearly against the injustice. We need to speak more openly about how this injustice needs to come to an end. The people need to rise and overthrow these regimes. We need to be very explicit, very open, using very strong anti-establishment language that Imam Al-Kadhim salamullah alayhi used. He provoked the regime to imprison him and then stood strong in prison. We've got to do the same. Whether we get in prison or we don't know what's going to happen. Not all the companions of Imam Al-Kadhim were imprisoned either. Some were, some weren't. But we hope that we resemble Imam Al-Kadhim.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.